Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Bishop moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kaufman, and towards Strange, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Melillo reaches second base with a double. There goes Campbell trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Strange moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Strange scores. Kaufman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-1 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Salters moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Salters scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns strikes out. One out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-1 in the game. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Strange hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salters. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Cecil moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Larry scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Strange reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Pepper reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepper moves to third. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.